Okay. This shmooze, I never get to say it when I want to say it. See, you're one of the first times I'm getting to say it when I really want to say it. I hope that this shmooze should be said before Hanukkah. Usually, what happens is that, you know, when you're asked to speak about Hanukkah, it's on Hanukkah. So if it's in the middle, so you're losing half of it. But the day before, it's mamish perfect. It's 2 days, tomorrow will be better, but I'm going to say the same thing in Yeshiva tomorrow, so they get the last day, another day before. Alright, there's a Gezeira on Hanukkah. Gezeira against Klal Yisrael. It was one of the most dangerous Gezeiras against Klal Yisrael that ever happened. The only thing worse than that was the Kedus Yitzchak. Kedus Yitzchak, it was almost over. He was the last line. If we lose Yitzchak, that's it. There's nobody else. The Ramban in Chumash and Vayechi. Right now, until after Hanukkah, you're not only allowed to learn the first half, because then he knocks the Chashmonaim. But the first half, he says there was a Gezeira against Klal Yisrael that had it gone through, the entire Yiddishkeit would be completely wiped out. There wouldn't be a Zecher, nothing, zero. No, nowhere, nothing. Not even, you know, a Jew in Wisconsin who remembers his great-grandfather. Everything completely, totally wiped out. It was one of the biggest sakanas we ever had in Klal Yisrael. So we need help from Hashem. Okay, so there's different levels of help that a person can be tovea. Can ask for a certain amount from Hashem. So say in benching, when we need to eat, we say, Azonis ha'olam kuloi b'ktuvoi, b'chein, b'chesed, u'barachamim. When you get up in the morning, you want to eat something, so you have to have from Hashem, yeah, I need rachamim. You have to have rachamim. Now, that's good if you're living, to keep yourself nourished when you're living, so you have to eat something. And even though we think we just open up the cabin and take it out, it's rachamim from Hashem. It's b'chein b'chesed rachamim. There's other less fortunate people who already left the world, and they would like to stand up again. It's tchias ameisim. Over there it says, mechalkel chayim b'chesed, you want to keep alive, you need chesed. Mechayim meisim b'rachamim rabim. To get someone out of the kever, he's dead and gone, it's finished, and the neshama's out. You can't just, you know, bring him up and shake him a few times. You need from Hashem rachamim rabim. By Hanukkah, so in the Nusach we say, va'ato barachamecho rabim. You need that much reg. It's not just like, we, you know, it was a little problem in Klal Yisrael. You know, the Medina's acting up again. We make a hafganah or something, you know, and then some people get hurt, and we'll throw some bottles or something, whatever they do over here. It's not like a little problem. It was mamish. Klal Yisrael was in such a sakana that the Ramban says, there would be nothing left. No zecher of Yiddishkeit. Nothing. Mamish, zero left. That in order to get it back, it was mamish like the Chiyas HaMeisim. Mamish to bring it back to life. Ato barachem acharabim, it would have been dead, it would have been finished. You have to give with Lahidus Lahalil. Sorry, I'm going to try to squeeze everything in, and I'm going to do that. Within the Bas V'chol guys are going to get after me. So, this is it. This week, Hanukkah, I'm still jet lagged. This week when Hanukkah comes. So, one of the smaller parts of Hanukkah almost is Avlakas Neiros, even though that got the big headlines in Klal Yisrael, you know, to light the candles. The real tikkun was L'chaydus L'Hallel, to give Hallel to Hashem for what happened. It's not a simple thing. So, you know, you read the Hallel, you read the Al Nisim, but to get a feeling for what really happened. So first I just want to say a short insight from Rav Aaron Kotler. It's very interesting. When Klal Yisrael crossed Kriyas Yamsuf, so there was a din in a Shemayim, and the mitzvah were being drowned. The Malchi Asharis, they wanted to say Shira. They wanted to say Shira. Hashem says, I don't want your Shira. So my Siyadai, Tzavum B'yam, I made these people. You're going to sing Shira to me when my creations are being destroyed? It's such an obvious problem, question, steerer. So in the same parasha, you don't have to go any further, much further. In the same parasha, Klai Yisrael comes out, and they say one of the historical shira of all time to Hashem for what happened to them. The Malachim try to open up the mouths. Klai Yisrael, free reign, do whatever you want. So you can think about that on your own, come up with another 20 tzimtzum. Right, it's worthwhile. So Ryan says like this, it's very important right before Chanukah. He says, when a person says Hallel, there's really two parts of the Hallel. There's two things going on in Hallel. One thing is we're thanking Hashem, we're praising Hashem. We praise Hashem for what He did for us. He said the other part of Hallel is when a person says Hallel, it changes over the person himself. As he's saying Hallel, he's recognizing what Hashem does for me, he feels the karsa to Hashem. There's two parts of the Hallel. One part is you have to, you know, do nature thanks to Hashem. And the other type, it's changing you over. As you say a Hallel, you're changing over. You're thinking what happened and what He did for me and how makir every day what happened to me. And Hashem did something for all Klal Yisrael. And I'm becoming different. It's like an avodas Hashem. It's a musa state while you're saying the Hallel. So Ravaran says, he says, the Malachim, he says, they're oimdim. They don't have any madregas. They don't have to grow. So they, when they say a Hallel, there's only one half. Only one half. They don't need personal development, they don't need a Musar Seder, they don't need something to make themselves closer to Hashem. Because they're anything, they're on one Madrega and they stay that way. So if they say a Hallel, all they're saying is one thing. I want to thank Hashem. Hashem says it's okay. You don't have to don't praise me, it's okay. I'm having Saras now, leave me alone. Klal Yisrael goes out. So we still have the same problem. Not at the expense of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael wants to say Hallel for themselves. We need the Hallel for us. It's a different world. It's going to develop the human being. They want to say Hallel, let them say the Shira. Right, what about Maisa Yada? It's okay. Let them say it for themselves. Says you go into a Chanukah, it's an opportunity. We say a Hallel. It's the only time you say full Hallel. So, no. Yeah. You say full Hallel for the whole week. A whole week of full Hallel. The only time in the whole week. It's 8 days. So it's such an opportunity. You know, every day, it's not just like a longer davening. It's something a person uses. If you think into it, you'll see, if you try it, just when you're saying it, you'll feel the difference. You'll feel something. It's a different Hallel. It says in the Yalla Nisim, he says, "Mimei matzis yov ben yovin koyin godol chashmino yevonok kisham b'malchus yovin roshalam chol yisrael ashkik mutayosach l'biruchu kibitzanecho." Va'ato b'rachamecho rabim, you with your great rachamim, amadtu lehem be'itz sarosam, you stood up for them at the time of their tsar. Dante b'stina nekamtis mosam, you stood up for when they had tsar. Whose sorrow is this? Whose problem is this? Kadosh Baruch Hu has a terrible problem. It's a big problem. Right? Here the Yavanim are coming, they're going to wipe out all of Klal Yisrael and everything we worked for all these years. So that's it. So you have an Avodah Zarah. And they had a bunch of followers. And now, all of a sudden, there's another new Avodah Zarah on the block with better advertisements. And then all the Hasidim go over. The whole thing moves over. So the poor Avodah Zarah, he lost his followers. Whose problem is this? Whose problem is this? Is it my problem? Is it Hashem's problem? Is it Darchi Musa, he says. Important thing. He says the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Oymed Lehem, it was because the Eitz Sarosan. They felt it was their problem. It's my problem. It's not Hashem's problem. It's my problem. They felt the tsar of the Gezeres against Klal Yisrael. There's a brisker of in Parshas Yisrael. It brings the Gemara in Saita. He said, there were three Miyatsim L'Parim. There was Eiv, and Bilam, and Yisroel. Yisroel, Baruch, he ran away. He was Zeche, they were the Paro of Mitzrayim, to throw everyone to kill out Klal Yisroel. Yisroel, he ran away, he was Zeche to have children of Lishkos Gozis. Right? He ran away from a bad Eitzah, and he was Zeche to have good Eitzah. Bilam said, go ahead and do it, and he was end up killed. And Eiv, he was shosak, he was quiet. He didn't say anything. He was an American politician. He doesn't want to talk, but not to talk. So he says because he was quiet, he was late with his Yisur. He got Yisur. So Bisker wrote S. He says, what's the Mida Kenegi Mida? The Gemara is talking about Mida Kenegi Mida. He says, what's the Mida Kenegi Mida? Why should he have Yisurim? Says the Briskerov. He said, ask Eve what happened. Why didn't you say something? He said, what should I say something for? If you say something, it's not going to help anyone. We part of him do what he wants. So it was quiet. It wouldn't help. He was just following orders, like the Germans said, you know. What's the difference? They're going to tell Hitler they don't want to do it. So what's going to do? So they'll get killed. So they didn't say nothing. It was quiet. Says the Briskerov. Then it's Tutvei Schreitman. He says, when something hurts, you scream. He heard his finger, he used to stub his toe, he heard his finger, something worse than that, Chas V'Shalom. And he starts screaming, ow! He says, does it help to scream? Does it help to scream? Make a difference to scream? I mean, it's still the same pain, same that. So what are you screaming for? Because when something hurts you, you scream. He said, Eve, if it really bothered you, you would have screamed. You would have screamed out, I guess, and said, ah! He said, what are you doing? How could you go and try to kill all people? He says, if it's not going to help, who cares if it's not going to help? When if it hurts you, you would scream. You're lucky, Lee Surim. Let's see. Let's see how quiet you are. It's not going to help. Come on, be quiet. Go. Ah! He's screaming. He's screaming. That's the example of the worst possible thing. When a person goes down the street and he has a few shkolim in his pocket, I'd be good. I didn't get enough time. He has a few shkolim in his pocket. He lost his 50 shekel, 100 shekel. It's not very much these days, but anyway. Well, he's 100 shekel. Yeah. He's miserable. Afterwards, we have the money. He goes, bothersome. Bothers him. He shares his learning. He's talks to Mashkiach. You know, all these. You're not from New York. Anyone here from New York? No. Not one person from New York. What?
New Jersey.
I guess that's close enough. No, it's only a mile in New York. Okay, we'll skip that part of the show. It's been a long time anyway. See, in New York, they have this crazy thing. It's called alternate side street parking. There's no place to. First, there's no parking spaces in the whole city. There's no such thing. There's no place to park. And then, to make it worse, they clean the streets, right? Once every 6 months, they clean the streets. But every week, you have to move your car from one side to the other and double park. And then afterwards, you come out and you forget what you did, you forgot this, and you get a parking ticket. Do you know what a person feels like after a parking ticket? Come on, you all had a parking ticket. Miserable. It was a waste of money. $80. They put it up, it was like $100 already. Crazy. Oh, it hurts. It hurts. And it bothers him. A lot of times it reminds him not to do it again, at least for the first couple of weeks. When it bothers you, when a person loses a mitzvah, so what happens? What happens? Such a big bal mussar. No, that's the way it goes. You win one, you lose something. There's another minyanim tomorrow also. Not so terrible. Does it really bother him? Says the Gemara says, a person is nikr begimul devarim. B'kisoi, b'kaisoi, or b'kaisoi. Person, you can see what a person's all about. Three things. His kis, his kais, and his kas. His kis is his money. He's a great guy. He's a nice guy. He smiles. He says good morning. He's polite. Have a good day. All this kind of nonsense, right? Then you try to get a few dollars out of him. nothing. He's very mukushar to his money. You know, very close to his money. B'kaisoi, let him drink something and get shikr. See what happens when he gets shikr. Little drinking. I remember here, Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. I was here, it was a Purim, and one of the Rebbeim, I had one time you too, but that's not the story. Of course you remember. Actually, it's the same story. He was spitting out Gemaras. Dina de Garmi. Someone fed him the wrong stuff. It was one of the Rebbeim from the Yeshiva. So I don't know what happened, but he had too much. He went home to his house. I was the bacher who was elected to escort him to his home. So I walked home with him. You know, he tried to go off the track a few times to steer him back. He gets inside his house. I forgot to daven mincha. I said, no, listen, you can't daven mincha. No, he goes, I have daven mincha. He said, you're pater for mincha, you're pater. Oh, I'm davening mincha. He went up to the wall. It was the most beautiful mincha I ever heard in my life. He was screaming. It wasn't balachash. And he wasn't dancing. He didn't say a word. But he was screaming. He was saying, Hashem, he goes, I want to learn your Torah. He goes, I'm not learning well. He says, open up my heart, please. Hashem, help me. I want to have Yerushalayim. I want to be close to you. Such a beautiful tefillah. That's nikkur b'kaisai. That's what happens. It all poured out of him. I was standing back like this. It's not supposed to be a poem. This is Hanukkah, right? I have a word which is a joke word, so not a joke, but I mean what they call it, sachas word. It says Chayev Adam leave the sumlin before you. No, that's the wrong one. That's the joke one. Chayev before you. Yeah, that's supposed to be for the Ramal. The Ramal says you shouldn't drink, you should go to sleep, right? So he says, I was the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says you're supposed to drink. Do you forgive me for saying Purim Torah and Chanukah? But he's supposed to drink. So he says, no, in Bamatzi it says, the Lashon Puriya is a bed, right? So that's what it says. Chayev on Misumi the Puriya. He says, Misum Puriya, go to sleep, you get to. Okay, that wasn't the one. He says over there, a person, he says, you don't have to drink so much, you should drink Yesu min Limudai. Right? That's the Lashon of the Ramal. What does it mean, Yesu min Limudai? So it means more than you used to. They said, no. It means Yesu min Limudai. Depends how much you learn. If you learn a little bit, right, you drink a little bit. If you learn a lot, then don't worry about it. Yes, then you can do that Shimon Esrei against the wall. Yesu min Limudai. If you learn a lot, then you can drink more than you learn. It will come out. The good stuff will come out. Okay, that was off the track. Let's go. Kaisai. What about Kaisai? So Kaisai means what? You see, if the person you think gets angry, that's what you see. He's a nice guy until you cross his path, and then he says, what did you do that for? When everything's peaceful, he's a great guy, and then it goes off. I want to say with the Brisker of his mother chat. What does it mean, he's nikkur b'kaisai? Look what he gets angry about. Not that he gets angry. The Kaisai. You want to see what he is? See what he gets upset about. See what bothers him. What's he getting angry about? He's getting angry. They brought me down here for a minion. There's no minion. I'm going to miss a minion. What did you do this to me for? I set up my Seder like this and this did that, and this guy took the chavrusa. It gets him upset. The Kaisa. You'll see what he gets upset about. That's what the person is. Whatever he gets upset about, that's what the person is inside himself. The Chashmonaim. The Gezer was against Torah mitzvahs. It was Sarosim. Amad lehem be'eis sarosim. It was their tsar. They felt it. It was killing them. You know, we see a small group goes up against 80,000. So he said, okay, so shastachak, or imbrere, or whatever. They did. And that doesn't get subshat. They were so upset. You're trying to take away Torah from me. You're not going to take away the Torah from me. You could take a little guy. Let's find an example. You take a short little guy, right? And he's, you know, it's this skinny little guy. And he goes to something against his father. He'll say something against him. You better watch out. You said something against my father? If he's angry, he's powerful. It wasn't crazy, maybe not, you know, it was Siyat Shmaya, or they were making Cheshboinus, that, you know, you'll have to be Simech Alanez. That wasn't the pshat. The pshat is, they were so angry, they couldn't control themselves. We're not going to let this happen to us. You can take Torah away from me? You can't take Torah away from me. We come to a Chanukah. I call this the Bechina Shel Chanukah, the test of Chanukah. The test of Chanukah is, we have to say a halal, what happened. What would happen, what does a person look like without Torah? So even in America, I used to use Rosh Scheinberg as an example. I said, yeah, take a Gadol. Take Rosh Scheinberg. So what would happen if you took Torah away from him? Let's just take all the Torah. He has no Torah left in him. So what would be left? What else does he have? He has something else. What does he have? It's all tire. You're telling me to meet his tire. That's also tire. It's all tire. If you took it out of him, he's not a nice little old man. What do you have? There's nothing left. What would happen if you have a regular guy and you take tire out of him? What's left? How much is left after you take tire shows how much tire is in you. What happens if they would take tire away from you? Are they taking my entire life away? They're killing me out? I have a few other hobbies anyway, so it's okay. I could do with my stamp collection, my coin collection. I have what to do with my life. Like a motorcycle riding. I have what to do. What happens if they took it away from me? What would be left? Is there anything left? Person has to be biting himself. You know, there's places in the world where in the past, there's some still going on now, where they used to make gezeiros against Klal Yisrael. You can't learn, you can't daven, you can't go to shul. In Russia you have it, we had it not so long ago. Different tekufas in Klal Yisrael, where there were gezeiros against us. It used to be like the yeshivish jokes used to be, said, how come they don't make gezeiros against us for a bit of Torah anymore, to battles from Torah? So we do it on our own. We don't need any help. What? But the truth is, what would happen, a person has to check himself out. What would happen, Chalila v'chas, if there was a gezeiros against tefillah, let's say? What happened against Tefillin? In their times, make a zero, no more Rosh Chodesh. What is Rosh Chodesh? What is Rosh Chodesh? You have to get up earlier. Right? It's a pain. You have to have this, and you have the halil, or this, and then you get to the kollel later, and you have to get home between this. Right? That's what Rosh Chodesh is. And what would happen to the Rabatel Tefillah? Tefillah. That's a Sephardi issue. I didn't fall in every once in a while. What would happen if that's it? No more. Close down the shuls. So what would you feel? There's different people in Klal Yisrael. Some people would say, well, I haven't been there recently anyway. It doesn't make a difference, right? Other people would say, well, okay, this is more convenient now. I'm an oinus. I like the oinus. I'm enjoying the oinus. Do you like oinus? You don't like oinus. What do you feel if it's taken away from you? What would have to stop us from learning Torah? So what would happen? Am I forcing myself to learn Torah? Or no, I want it so badly, it would kill me. It's taking my whole entire life away from me. That's the test of Hanukkah. We had a gezeirah against Klal Yisrael to lose the entire Torah. This person had a $1 million business, and there's a lawsuit against it. He can't sleep for weeks, and he can't... They're going to take away my whole life. That's his whole life. Take away my whole life, my whole panasa. And he finally goes to the court case, and the court case, and it goes through, and he wins! It's such a sahara! They almost took everything away from me! It's unbelievable! Once had a mice with one of my kids. I was wondering, let's make two sides of the street. This is my little kid. He was on this side of the street, my side of the street, and the car is in the middle, and you're on the other side of the street. And I'm going to start cringing soon. When he was about, I don't know, 4 years old, 3 years old, something like that. And he saw mommy coming down the street. He said, can I go run and meet mommy? So I said, yeah. And I saw, go ahead. Right? Meanwhile, what he really saw was a lady across the street that looked just like my wife. Just like my wife. And he ran out into the street. Just straight out into the street. And the car was coming and it screeched like that. And I can't go on. I can't talk about it. I was like, almost. 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 When you think about it, it makes you cringe. And he said, okay, now you can relax. Baruch Hashem was nothing. Hashem saved him. It was nothing. The car screeched, stopped. Nothing happened. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. He's 17 years old. Baruch Hashem. But what would you say? What kind of halal would you say after that? Can you keep it in your mind? Can you keep it in your mind? The test of Hanukkah is what does Torah and mitzvahs mean to me? That's what we want. Hashem next week, this week, Hashem on Hanukkah, right? In a few days, He's asking something for us. He wants to know, how do you feel about Torah? How do you feel about it? The way you say that Hallel, that's how much you care. If it kill my whole life if I don't have Torah, if I can't do a mitzvah, so then. Then I'm a kusher to the Yom Tov. Then I can say Amad to Li be'eis sarasi. Don't you dare change the nusach. It's us. But Amad to Li be'eis sarasi. It's my sir. Hashem, when I think about it, I cringe. If the whole Torah was walking across the street about to be run over, and you saved us. Every morning when I think about it, it makes me crazy. B'yamei matzisio ben yoichin kohen gadol chashmei avonot. My whole life, what are we all doing here? We, the Bachrim came to learn Torah, the Avreichim, we don't have a lot of money, we don't have this, we go through things. The whole life is for Torah, that's what we want to do. I want to shtai, I want to finish Shas, I want to understand things, I want to become a Lamdan. That's my life, that's what I have. If you take that away from me, that's it, we're all out. I know we have to sell radios or something, I don't know what we're going to do. What are we going to do with it like? Yaakov, what are we going to do? Are you driving a taxi together? I don't know. What are you going to do? He's reading the words, Ribbono Shalom. I said, I'd be wiped out. Lavir mechukei ritzonecho. What a Shabbos Kodesh means to a person. What it means to sit on Shabbos Kodesh. What does Sfarim say? The Shechina comes down to Klal Yisrael on Shabbos Kodesh. But Sadek HaKoyim says, he says, Yisrael be Shabbos ki be mikdash, because Shabbos be zman ki mikdash be makom. It says the makom in this world, the halakha makom where the kaisel is. Right, that's where the Shechina would rest when the base of majors existed. I said, but there's another thing. That's a makom. There's a time. There's a zman. In that zman, every week, so the kedush of the Shechina comes down to Klal Yisrael. It feels it's a different world. Hashem gives us the Shem Yaseira, and He gives us koyches so we can learn better and feel. Do you want to give up Shabbos Kodesh? Could you live without it? What are you doing without it? What are we going to do? We're going to have to drive a car service on Shabbos too. What are we going to do? There's nothing. There's no mitzvahs. There's no tefillin. There's no tefillah. How much does it bother me? That's the question Hanukkah is asking. It was, you know, the Kabbalim say, and the Chassidim quote him, whatever, But the Rambam say that they made it called Zeis Chanukah. You heard Zeis Chanukah. In our years, it wasn't popular, and all these things became more popular later on. That there's like a, this is the final din of Yom Kippur comes at the end of Chanukah, the last day of Chanukah, the final din, right? So we want to.
You hear from the book?
No, just a chassid just wanted to say that. So they say that it's the final din of Yom Kippur is over. So we started off at the beginning of the year. It seems like it was, you know, like 5 years ago. At Elul, and we went through the Elul, and then, you know, the uncomfortable feelings in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We came out afterwards and said, that's it. You know, it's time to be better. We're going to be good. That's it. And then we're still Ben Zman. And it kills the whole thing. No, even if not. So you go on for a while, you try to be better, you try to do good, and you're waiting and waiting and waiting. And then as time goes on, it starts to, you know, are we still the same person we were in Motzi Yom Kippur? We're still the same person we were in Motzi Yom Kippur, you know. But Yisro Salanter said, he said, when is the best time to start preparing for Yom Kippur? Motzi Yom Kippur. Motzi Yom Kippur. You better have a pshat in that. Everyone laughs, so that means the most time. I'm going to say that's not the pshat. The pshat is that's the time that you're closest to the real feelings. That's the time when you just got out of the whole thing. Now's the time to start preparing. Because in a week from now, in 2 weeks from now, and by the time you get close to Chanukah, you're going to be wiped out already. Do it now. Do it now. Grab it before it goes away, before the Kedusha goes away. And time goes on. And so what happened to us? What happened to us? So we slackened up a little bit. We still don't have that same, that brand, that burning that we used to have, you know, a few, not so long ago. 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago. Only 2.5 months. That's it. Here goes the calendar again. It's Elul again. Every year the same thing. So what happened? What happened? You know what I would call it? We were a little nisrashel, right? And what was the gezer of Chanukah? Why was the gezer of Chanukah? The Bach says is the only one that seems to leaks out the secret. Right? He says the gezer of Chanukah was they were nisrashel b'avoda. They had the base of Migdash. They had the Makom Migdash. They had the Shechina. And the Mishrashel Bavayit, they weren't Mavatli Bavayit. They did Bavayit Hashem. They had, but the Mishrashel, what does that mean? It means they slacked off. They didn't do it with the same brand. And he says, it hurts so much. He says, the punishment for being Mishrashel Bavayit is Hashem takes away Bavayit. You don't want it? Take it away. That's it. You lose it. It's so perfect. The Gezer of Chanukah was Mishrashel Bavayit. Mishrashel Bavayit was we're not so inspired. Like we don't have that same Shi'ifa, that same desire that we had before. After Yom Kippur, what happens to the person? Wait till by the time you get to Chanukah, it starts to go down again. It starts to go down. What is it? It's an irrational vaida. It's an irrational vaida of sorts. Not that we don't care about it. We still care about all the same things we used to do. But we just lost it. We're losing it. We slacked off. We got a little tired. A little this, that. We got a little busy. This happened. That happened. We're not the same. Chanukah comes along. Hashem says, get it all back. Get it all back. Spark it all back up again. You know something? You know what the punishment for this rational avoid is? You lose your avoid. How would you feel if you lost your avoid? What would you say if you lost your avoid? Let me hear. I'm giving you a test. What are you going to say? What are you going to do? Hashem wants you, to read the Nusach. He wants you to read the Nusach. He says, Amad lem be'et sarasim. It's our tsar. It's our problem. I feel it again. After Yom Kippur was my problem. I'm never going to speak Lashon Hara again. Never, never, not about anyone, even that rotten bum next door. Nobody! Never going to say it again. Never. And then, there it went again. And here we were standing, and what happened? He says, well, don't you care about the mitzvahs? What happened to Torah? What happened to all those goals and all those desires? And I'm going to finish this much a week and that much a week. I mean, the ones that are reasonable. That's a different choice. But the ones that are reasonable goals that I made for myself. What happened? Where is everything? Hashem says, take a Chanukah. Remember, it was a think back. It was like that car coming towards my son. We were about to lose everything. Appreciate it. If you're about to lose everything, that man was about to lose his $1 million business, and the court case came out good. The next day, he was kissing the walls of his building. He's kissing everything. He's kissing the cash register for sure. He's kissing the building. It's all here. I appreciate it. He's ready. You try to say you want to take the fuel away from me. If Chas v'Chalil, they would lock up the shuls for 2 days, and then would knock off the gezerah. The Medina, you know, would knock off the shuls or something, and then they would take off the gezerah. You would see, oh, everybody on shachar some time, beautiful, right? You don't take this; you take it away from me. That's what he wants from us on Chanukah. Think about it. A Muslim be eats sarasim. It's my tsar. It's my tsar. Say a halal. Say a halal like the car accident that almost happened just ended right then. Say that halal. And when you have Rav Aaron's vart on top of it, say that such a halal, is thanking for that loss. That's going to change the person. That'll make the person feel closer to Hashem. You'll appreciate the fact that we can just do the avodas Hashem. The biggest smile is Hashem lets us serve Him. That's it. We're serving the King. That's it. That's the biggest smile. It's just nice of Him. He gave us limud Torah, which is so geschmack too. But that's the biggest smile of Him all. It's so good if we can, you know, get this ahead of time. I mean, I'm really saying this for myself. You just happen to be here. But if you get this, you know, they say this right before the Chanukah starts, to do it. Say it. I'm saying try it. If you can get through like all 8 days like that, make a project. Do it. All 8 days. Hashem, I said, no nistrashal bavayda for 8 days. I don't get up for shachris earlier. Go sit 10 minutes before. Everyone did it once. Everyone did. Sometimes you got up a little earlier and you sit before shachris and learn something, do something, say tehillim, whatever you do. Sometimes just being there is enough. Just the fact that you're not, you know, running after the train. Just do it. Go and do it. Do something special for Chanukah. Say, Hashem, this is your Torah. I love the Torah. I want it. You try to take it away from me. They try to take it away from me. It says, because I was in the Shrashah, I'm not in the Shrashah anymore. I'm good. And I thank you for it. And say that halal. Now halal should take a go in. It should change us all over. Is it too late? They have till 7:05. You said till 7:05. Yeah.